is your captain, Rusty Griswold. Hope you've enjoyed your 18-minute flight from South Bend. We'll be touching down at Chicago's Midway very shortly. We'd like to thank you for flying with us today, because at EconoAir, we're working hard to win back your trust. Harry, you mind taking over while I hit the lap?
Sure thing, Rusty.
Thank you very much.
Oh, and Rusty, I want to thank you for going to bat for me last week.
I was happy to do it. You know, just because corporate says you're too old to fly doesn't make it true. If anything, you're more qualified than us younger guys.
Means a lot to me.
Sure thing.
Oh, and Rusty, I want to thank you for going to bat for me last week.
Yeah. You bet.
Sure is. You just came from the cockpit.
Hey there, little guy.
Hi.
So your first time on a plane?
We were planning on driving, but Tyler here has been begging us to go on his first airplane.
Oh, is that right?
Do you think I can be a pilot when I grow up?
Oh, I don't see why not. You just have to study hard
and listen to your parents. Okay?
Sorry about that. A little bit of rough air, right?
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about it.
Hey, we call that turbulence. All right, that's when the plane. Oh, so sorry.
Okay, you folks, enjoy the rest of your flight.
Let me give you a hand.
Can you please stay the fuck away from us? Harry, you took us up to 60,000 feet. What are you doing?
Oh, Rusty, I want to thank you for going to bat for me last week.
Continental put us up at the Ritz in Barcelona. You know, I'll tell you one thing about the Spanish women. They love them some airline pilots. I never took the uniform off, but when I did. Ladies.
You're going to have to wait for the next one.
But I was fewer what?
I'll catch the next one.
See you around at EconoAir.
Look what Kevin did to my guitar.
Oh, not again.
God, you told Mom and Dad you have such a vagina.
Okay, enough. Now, young man, we talked about the bullying of your older brother.
That's right. We don't make fun of someone just because they're a little different from us.
I don't have a vagina.
I'm just saying that even if you did, it wouldn't be okay for Kevin to tease you about your vagina.
No, why are you making it sound like I have a vagina?
I know you don't have a vagina. I'm not doing that.
Kevin, apologize to your brother, please.
Fine, I'm sorry.
Now go to your room.
I was in my fucking room.
Whoa, hey, Kevin, get back down here. Now listen, there are a lot of boys who are born with vaginas. It's very hard for them.
Honey, why?
It's a teachable moment, hon. Gender fluidity, right? It's a very serious issue.
I'm not gender fluid.
It doesn't matter if you are. The point is, your mom and I would love you even if you were completely blank down there.
Okay, this is not the point. Kevin, just go to your room.
Hey, James, don't get your gender fluid on me.
Awesome.
Stop, not a fluid.
And what about my guitar? It's ruined.
Let me have a look. There you go, that'll do for now. Now get washed up. Petersons are coming over for dinner.
Oh, gosh. I'll get you a new guitar, okay?
Sheila.
So do you have to work tomorrow?
So, Sheila.
Because I want to go to the movies with my friends.
Sheila.
What?
Do you like school this year?
It's okay.
So, do you like school this year? That's seriously what you sound like. Just shut up.
God, I'm telling you, Russ, you've got to get one of these go-kart kits.
What?
Oh, yeah. Gary and I spent the last 2 months building this thing. We took her out this morning for the first time. Holy moly.
Fun?
No, it was terrible. Oh, yeah, it was fun. Yeah, it was the go-kart. G-Man, get over here. G-Man. Oh, my God, I'm a G-Man. I love him. What? Get in there. What? Oh, no. What? Get in there. So much. Oh, tell Mr. Griswold how dope our go-kart is.
It's got a Zanardi chassis and a four-stroke bridge and Stratton engine.
Wow.
And you guys built this together?
Yep, we worked on it every day after homework and toothbrushing. I love it. Get over here, man. What? Look at Sugar Ray. Come on, Sugar Ray. He's walking me over. I'm going to eat your fatty.
Kevin, James, get over here.
No.
Come on.
There you are.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
What are you doing?
Come on, we're sparring. We do it all the time.
You never do. Come on.
Hey, don't hit your old man.
I want to be a part.
Whoa.
Yes.
Stop.
Oh, God, me. Stop. Why did you do that?
I'm sorry, man. Come on. Just fooling around.
That wasn't fun.
Like we always do.
You never do that.
Hey, let me see you and I build a go-kart together.
If we have to.
Yeah! Right. G-Man! Get out of here. Get out of here, G-Man!
Did you just steal my son's nickname?
Not sure about that.
Oh. Wow, your ring is getting loose there, Zeb. Yeah. Are you losing weight?
Yeah, I am. You know what I've been doing?
Spinning.
Yeah, it's a great stress reliever.
Now, I'm going to tell you what's an even greater stress reliever, and that is a week in Paris.
Oh, my gosh. I saw that on Instagram. All your pictures were so great.
Oh, so you did see them.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny because I was going to ask how come you didn't like any of them.
What do you mean? I just said I did.
Well, no, all my other friends who saw my Paris pics, they clicked like. You were the only one who didn't click like.
Oh, I guess I just didn't get around to actually clicking like. On them.
Okay, because look at this one. Now, in this one, we have Sheila and Gary wearing berets. Right? Bonjour.
I like that one so much. It's
but
so
you
cute.
Didn't like it.
Okay.
Now, here are the four of us at the Arc de Triomphe. Didn't like that. Didn't like my children. Didn't like my man kissing on me.
I promise you, the second you guys leave, I am going to go upstairs online and I'm going to click like on every single one of them.
Honestly, honey, it really, it makes no difference to me. So, are you guys going anywhere special this summer?
Oh, I wish. Yeah, no, we are renting the same cabin that we've been renting for 10 years in Sheboygan, Michigan.
Wow.
The boys call it Sheboygan,
Michigan. That's funny. Well, why don't you just go someplace else?
Oh, no, we can't. Rusty loves it so much. Uh-huh. I would break his heart if I told him that we hate the cabin.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I understand. Well, you know what the good news is?
Hmm.
Honestly. Even if you go there and you don't have a great time, baby, at least you know that I will click like on all your photos.
Jesus Christ, Nancy.
Look! Look! What the fuck is this?
Guys, I have exciting news.
James has AIDS?
What? No. That's horrible.
I'd be excited. Well, what is it? What is it?
The four of us are going to take a little trip.
Paris.
Hmm? No. Much better.
We're driving to Wally World.
What?
This family's in a rut. We got to shake things up, right? Spend a little quality time. And of course, it wouldn't hurt for the boys to learn to get along a little better.
By locking them in a car together?
Yeah.
This is some bullshit right here.
Hey, language.
Well, it is. I'm going to miss the first week of wrestling practice.
We'll find a wrestling range along the way.
That's not even a thing.
And, Dad, no offense, but I just don't want to do my first big road trip to some corporate theme park. You know, I'd like to explore the real America, like Jack Kerouac or the Merry Pranksters.
Don't say weird shit.
Ow.
Kevin, bullying. Guys, come on. My trip to Wally World when I was a kid was the best time I ever had.
So you just want to redo your vacation from 30 years ago? I mean, don't you think that's going to be kind of a letdown?
No. We're not redoing anything. This will be completely different. For one thing, the original vacation had a boy and a girl. This one has two boys. And I'm sure that there will be lots of other differences.
I've never even heard of the original vacation.
Doesn't matter. The new vacation will stand on its own. Okay? Come on, honey. What do you say? We can drive out and fly back.
Oh, what the heck? It couldn't be as bad as that stupid cabin, right, honey?
That's so barren.
All right.
Oh, fuck me.
Are we going to drive all that way in your little car, Dad?
Not exactly. Come on, guys. What? How come you didn't follow me just then?
Oh, you wanted us to?
Yeah, that's why I dangled the key like that.
Oh, well.
Why else would
I? You could have just said, come with me.
Look what your dad rented.
What the hell is that?
Kevin, that's a 2015 Tartan Prancer.
Did you say Tartan, honey?
Yeah, Tartan's the Honda of Albania.
Why'd you get an Albanian car, Dad?
Well, it turns out renting a family car on Memorial Day weekend doesn't leave you with a lot of options. But this baby is pretty sweet. It's got all the latest Albanian technology. Check it out. Plug-in hybrid.
Oh, wow. Eco-friendly. Good.
So anytime we run out of juice, we can just pull right over and plug in. I don't know what that is.
Never seen an outlet for that. Should it retract or?
You would think it would retract. It just...
Huh.
I just, no, it doesn't. Yeah.
Cup holder?
I think you coil it. I think you just coil it like that. Right? And then you just close it right up. Doesn't matter. We still got two gas tanks.
Why two?
Carry twice as much gas.
Why not just have one big tank?
Twice the gas, buddy.
Actually, the same volume. Too small.
It has six ashtrays.
Six. Wow.
Hope you guys like smoking. All right?
Yeah. What's with all the mirrors?
Safer.
But...
Oh, and this is amazing. I can control the entire car from the fob.
What do all the buttons mean?
No clue, but we'll figure it out.
Honey, is that a swastika on there?
Yeah, we won't use that. This is my favorite part. Slam the door on my arm.
What?
It has a sensor. It won't let you slam the door on your arm or leg.
Honey, I'm not doing
that. The rental guy showed me. Just do it.
Okay.
Do it. Do it.
That is fun.
Slam it.
All right. There you
go.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
oh my God.
God damn it.
Oh, my God. Why did you let me do that?
I didn't have the sensor activated.
Okay.
I'm an idiot. Do it again.
No, absolutely not.
Come on, it'll be fine. I just activated it.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Don't be chicken.
Fine.
Shit. Why did you do that?
Really?
You're right. I'm sorry. Oh, nobody slammed their arm in the door, okay?
Can I slam it on James' balls?
So you admit I have balls?
Yeah, they hang out of your vagina.
Okay, you too.
Guys, come on, plenty of time for that.
Please.
You want to get packed. We're hitting the road today.
Okay. We're leaving today. All right, let's go, guys. Hey, honey, what's all that?
Well, this is my dream journal, whimsy log, wish diary, my poems, and this bad boy is going to be a stream of consciousness travelogue. So, yeah.
Come on, honey, every boy that age has a stack of diaries.
Okay, gang. Seatbelt on. Two full tanks of gas.
Honey, GPS check.
Yes, yes, roger that. Okay.
Your destination is 2,560 miles ahead.
Wally World, here we come.
Parks at home.
Well, Wally World is home of the one and only Velociraptor.
What the hell is that?
It's only the newest, scariest roller coaster in the country. 450 feet tall, 110 miles an hour, triple corkscrew loop. Yeah. Oh, hey, look at this. Looks like we got ourselves little old Convoy. Let's say hi.
Oh my goodness, that has a CB radio?
Yeah, come standard in all Prancers. This way we can talk to truckers.
Okay.
Now, guys, you just have to speak their lingo, all right? I'm going to ask them if there's any police up ahead. Well, Breaker 1-9 to Rubber Ducky, you got any Smokey the Bears in your kitchen? Over.
Huh? You're clean and green for the next 20 clicks.
He replied.
I know. What does that even mean?
I have no idea, but who cares?
He seems nice.
He does seem nice, doesn't he? Copy that, good buddy. Over.
Can I try that?
Yeah, of course. When you finish talking, say over.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Breaker 1-9, my friend Jesse says all truck drivers are rapists. Are you a rapist?
No.
Oh, sorry. Over.
No, no.
Oh.
No.
Why?
Oh, you're ruining
it.
Sorry about that there, good buddy.
You know how little boys are when their mouths get going.
Not to imply that you are fond of when little boys' mouths get going in any way.
I'm not suggesting that you are a sex offender or a pedophile.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that's CB radio, guys. Neat, huh?
Hey, Dad, what's a pedophile?
Well, Kevin, when a man and a boy love each other very much.
No.
I have to piss.
Me too.
Okay, go with him, please, and keep an eye on him.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Look at that. The boys are bonding already.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't this the best?
Yeah. Do you remember back when you were just getting your pilot's license and you and I would sit there and we'd talk about all those, like, overseas trips we would take?
No. Yeah, of course, that's when I thought I was going to fly for one of the big guys. I know it's not the most glamorous airline, but Econoair has been pretty good to us. As far as I'm concerned, right here with you and the boys, this is paradise.
There was a hole in the side of my stall.
Sounds like you found yourself a glory hole.
Yes.
Hmm?
No.
All right, let's hit the road.
Okay.
Whatever.
I thought it would be fun for the kids to see where you went to college.
Oh, God. Would that be fun for them, honey?
You could give us a tour. Maybe one of them could study there one day.
Oh, no. No way, man. I've got my sights set on something a little more Ivy League.
Oh, little fucker.
Wilma?
I love you. That's what I said.
Love you,
too. I said I love you.
Let's just see how far it is.
You are 9.2 miles from your destination.
All right. Check the best route.
In 6 kilometers, begin the up.
Change the language.
Not
it.
What's that?
I don't know. Korean?
Okay. Oh, if you could please turn it off, press.
The menu is all in Korean now. I don't know what to press.
Why is it so much angrier than the other voices?
Why don't we just... Honey, it doesn't like when you touch it, okay? Just leave it alone. Let it calm down.
Wow, this place has not changed a bit.
Isn't that sorority row?
Hmm?
Let's go check out your house.
Oh, no, honey. Don't you think we should get back on the road?
No, come on, that'll be fun.
That's a boring old house. Chug run. You have to chug a big pitcher of beer, and then you have to get through the course as fast as you can.
And you did this? Because you hardly drink.
No, yeah, but honey, it's security. See? Hi, would you like to donate to Asperger's? Oh, no, we're just stopping by. I was a tri-pi a long time ago. In fact, the chug run was my idea.
It was?
Yeah. Wait, are you Debbie Fletcher?
Yeah.
Oh, my shit. Oh, my shit! I can't believe it's you! Guys, come here. Bring over the book. It's Debbie fucking Fletcher.
How do you know who I am?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? You're like a legend at Tri-Pi. You're Debbie Do Anything.
Debbie Do Anything?
Go play.
Yeah, look. See?
Huh? Oh, God.
Is it true that you climbed the clock tower naked? Oh, of course not. Did you really show your tits to anyone who asked?
I mean, we should go.
Hang on.
I heard that you stuck a finger in the dean's dick.
Did you really burn down the Taco Bell? I heard that you fucked Anthony Hopkins.
I heard that if people bop you on your head, gold coins come out of your butt.
Okay, ladies. I think I know my wife pretty well, and she wouldn't have done any of those things.
But you know what? What's important is not whether I did them or I didn't do them. What's important is that you guys are idolizing very bad behavior here.
Ew. You don't sound like Debbie Do Anything. I had a feeling she was all hype, but she didn't even come up with the chug run.
No, hey, wait a minute. Excuse me. I did come up with the chug run, all right? And I ran it.
Sure you did.
No, I did. In 16 seconds.
Okay.
Okay?
Prove it. She can't do it now. She's old.
Excuse me, girl?
I didn't mean it like that. I just mean you're old.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard that laugh before.
Right.
I don't like it.
Hold my bag.
Why? You're not actually going on this thing.
Yes, I am. This chug run raised thousands of dollars for charity. All right? Now, I might not have gotten good grades while I was here, but at least I did something.
Yeah, it sounds like you did a lot. Stuck your finger in the dean's
teeth. No, honey, it's not important what I stuck my finger in and what I burnt down, all right? What is important right now is that these fucking bitches are disrespecting me, and that ain't right.
Bitches?
Okay. Bring it on. All right, boo, pitcher, let's go. Come on.
That's all right.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, honey. What's Mom doing? She's teaching these bitches a lesson.
Puking so much.
It's for Asperger's.
Try to pray, motherfuckers. Mommy should try and stay hydrated.
What are you doing?
How about some tunes?
Oh my God, I can't believe it. I love this song. Guys, it's Seal. Everybody sing it with me.
There used to be a great tower alone on the sea.
Come on, guys.
You became the light on the dark side of me.
Yeah.
Love remains a drug that's high, not the
guys. No.
Did you know,
Kevin,
when it snows, James, my eyes became
large. Is it a man or a woman singing?
It's a man, and the coolest man ever. He overcame lupus.
Baby, I compare you to a kiss from a rose on the gray.
I can't believe no one in this family wants that thing.
Jared feels, yeah.
Batman Forever?
That your roses in bloom.
Val Kilmer.
I hate the gloom on the gray.
He's come back to kill us.
Maybe if I had to press this rabbit sign, I'll give it a boost or something.
Yes, try it.
Why would there be a button for that?
Why is it a rabbit?
Okay, rocket.
Yes.
Try that.
What?
What's happening?
All right, turn it off.
Turn it off.
Turn the wheel.
Stop.
Hit the gas.
Okay, I'm trying to hit
handbrake turn.
What?
I pull the wheel to the left, yank the handbrake, we do a 180, cross the median, drive right past it.
You know how to do that, Dad?
If Vin Diesel can do it, so can I.
Why are you as good as Vin Diesel?
Hang on! That's not what I was trying to do. Everybody okay?
Oh, shit!
This is you.
I call both beds.
You get one bed.
If you guys need anything, Mom and I are right next door.
Oh, I think I saw a hot tub, Dad. Is it okay if I take a soak?
Yeah, sure. If anyone tries to shove you in their car, give them a good scratch like I showed you.
I will.
All right. Attaboy.
Thanks.
So, how come you never told me about the whole Debbie do anything thing?
Come on, that was so long ago.
Yeah, but it's part of who you are, and I want to know all about you.
All right, well, that's fair. What do you want to know?
How many guys did you sleep with before me?
No. No.
Ah, come on.
Come on, that's not important.
Well, no, I know, but I just...
You really need to know.
It just...
Oh, okay.
I'm just curious.
Okay. Let's see.
It's kind of taking you a little while.
Okay, so around...
Three. That's actually reassuring. Same as me.
No, didn't say three.
13. 13?
Nope.
And it's not three?
It's around 30.
30. Whew. Wow, holy cow.
See, now I feel like you're judging me.
I'm judging me? Your number is so much higher than mine.
Yes, it is a big number, but that doesn't matter. Honey, it doesn't matter.
You're so cool. I feel like a loser.
You are not a loser, okay?
Yeah, because I had to work pretty hard just to get those three. Had to take care of Jenny's grandfather for months before she slept with me. And he was racist.
Please don't base it on me. I was, like, crazy back then. I was completely immature and acting out and just really, like, free with my body. And that's just not who I am anymore. It's not who we are.
Well, we're pretty free with our bodies.
But you have to admit, I feel like we've gotten, like, less free with our bodies.
But we have sex every week with our bodies.
We do. But, I mean, it's gotten a little routine, babe. You know, you always are lighting that same Yankee candle and everything, and I don't know. It might be nice to mix it up a little bit every once in a while, okay? No big deal. I'm going to go take a shower, okay?
I'm going to take one with you. We'll have sex in it. Yeah, in the shower. How's that for getting free with our bodies, Debbie, do anything?
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Just be careful not to drop the soap.
Oh, I won't. What? This is fun and different.
I know, it is. Oh, you are so cute when you get excited about stuff. Mm-hmm.
You're, like, so cute always.
Oh, honey. Mushrooms?
It looks like somebody blew their head off in there.
Oh, God.
So should we get in or... No, right? Yeah. I'm going to see if there's something to clean that with. Mm. Maybe the housekeeping left. This is a billow pad.
I'll just... Russ?
Yeah?
That's not a billow pad. It's a ball of pubic hair.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
There's so much of it.
Who has that much pubic hair? It's not even possible.
No, not one person. That's all different colors. That's from, like, 30 different guys.
Oh, shut up, Russ.
No, I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to scare you.
Hi.
Hi.
You were in the Jeep.
And you were in that plastic bag.
That was my stupid brother.
Gotcha. Big brother sucks.
Oh, no. Yeah. Big.
I'm Medina.
James.
I have a penis.
What?
It's on your guitar.
Oh. Same brother.
What an asshole.
Yeah.
You want to go in?
Absolutely.
Well, what have we here? Little Romeo and Juliet situation? My name's Russ. Pleased to meet you both.
I'm just a stranger passing through town, but I couldn't help noticing how incredibly handsome this young man is. What's your story? You got a girlfriend?
No.
What? No girlfriend? Cute boy like that, somebody's gonna snatch you up.
Do you want me to call the cops?
No.
Andy plays guitar. Dream boy. Make a muscle.
I
do it.
Rather not.
Take your shirt off. Make a muscle.
I really don't want to.
Don't be shy. Show us what you're working with.
All right. I should go. Are you sure that you'll be okay?
I think so.
Okay.
Bye. Dad, why would you do that?
I saw you talking to her. Figured you could use a wingman.
I didn't need a wingman.
Wow. Looks like you did. She left.
That's because you were
approaching. You know, James, when I was your age, Grandpa Clark sat me down and we had a little chat. Seeing you with that girl made me realize that we haven't had that chat yet.
We don't need that chat.
Yeah? Well, nope. Come on. I know it's embarrassing, but it'd be a lot more embarrassing if you found yourself tummy to tummy with a lady friend and you didn't know what goes where.
I know what goes where.
You do?
Uh-huh.
You sure?
Yep.
All right. Well, I just want you to know I'm here to answer any questions you might have about that stuff, no matter how uncomfortable it seems.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right. Here it comes.
Okay. There were some kids at school who were talking about rim jobs.
Hmm.
So, what's that? What's a rim job?
Rim jobs.
Yeah.
Is that R-I-M?
Mm-hmm.
Rim job. Country of origin.
I don't know. America?
Can I hear it in a sentence?
What's a rim job, Dad?
Oh. Well, rim job. I would guess a rim job is when you kiss someone with your mouth closed. Right? So you're only using the rim of your mouth.
That's it?
Sure.
I felt like it was something way dirtier.
No, I mean, what else could it be? Any other questions?
I guess not.
Good talk, James.
Yeah.
Hope you're not too old to let your dad give you a good night rim job.
Sunshine opens up my day.
Like a day at Audrey's before dinner.
Oh, will Uncle Stone be there?
Yeah, I suppose he will.
Uncle Stone is cool.
You have to be cool to be a celebrity.
He's not exactly a celebrity. I mean, he's the local weatherman.
Actually, Audrey said that the networks are interested in him.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, good for him.
Yeah.
Mom, do you think Uncle Stone will let me ride his horse?
I don't see why not.
Do you think I can shoot his gun?
No, you cannot.
Too bad. I would have shot you right off that fucking horse.
You know, I never would have imagined my sister marrying such a conservative.
Oh, yeah, but just because Stone's political beliefs are different than ours doesn't mean he's not good-looking. A good person.
You said it!
Ah, honey.
Hey, look at that! Hot springs up ahead! We've always wanted to do that!
Oh, honey, we don't want to be late to Audrey's.
So we're a few minutes late. Mm-hmm. We're on vacation, right? Come on, let's have some fun!
Lines.
this is gonna take forever.
Come on, guys. How often do we get to soak in hot water?
Every time we take a bath.
No, this is different. Okay, this is natural. This water was heated in Mother Nature's bowels.
Oh, gross.
There's gotta be another way in. I'm gonna ask this gentleman that he'd know. Excuse me, sir.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, we were wondering, is there another entrance to the hot springs? Like a secret entrance the locals use?
Line can get pretty long this time of year,
huh? Yeah, yeah, sure can.
Yeah, I'll tell you what y'all do. You see that dirt road, that path there on the left?
Yeah.
If you just follow that all the way up, I'll take you to the hot springs.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
Oh, no, no. You bet. Y'all have a good time.
Oh, will do. Hey, what's your pet rat's name?
It's my pet what?
The...
Look at Fuss!
Oh,
look at Fuss! I don't know him.
Honey, are you sure about this? I mean, nobody else is going this way.
Yeah, well, most people think inside the box. But you know who thinks outside the box?
Uncle Stone?
Me. Your father.
I don't see any hot springs.
Well, the guy said it was right at the end of this road, so...
Well, the guy also did not know he had a rat on his shoulder, so there's that.
Hold on.
Wow, honey, this is beautiful.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, everyone. In your bathing suits. Now! Looks like we found our own private hot spring. I say we call it Griswold Springs. Oh, water's perfect.
So nice.
Why does it smell like nutmeg?
Oh, that's the sulfur, buddy. Natural.
Yeah, and it's really good for you, too. Actually, the minerals that are in this mud here, they draw toxins out of your body. Can you believe that? Cool, right?
Oh, wow. This is perfect. It's exactly what we needed.
Oh, yeah. Good call, Griswold. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it.
That's it.
I can feel my body detoxifying. Yeah. They feel shitty, but... I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
That's okay. Wonderful.
That is the stuff.
Oh, what is that, honey? On your ear. What's on your ear? What is that?
Oh, it's an ear.
No! Look, James. Found a dart.
Are you crazy?
Oh, oh my God. Everybody out of the hot spring. Get out of the hot.
Griswold Springs.
Is that our car alarm?
What? Ah, how come that local guy didn't tell us there's thieves in these woods? All right.
He took my guitar. Oh my God, he took all our money, Russ.
All right, not a best case scenario.
But, hey,
they left your book. So... I guess we get the last laugh.
Oh, really, honey? We're naked and covered in human waste.
Oh, come on, sweetheart. We don't know that it's human.
So embarrassing. So is your cousin Eddie's family.
No big deal. We'll just tell Stone and Audrey what happened. Kids, remember what happened?
We pulled over to rescue a baby from a burning car, and somebody stole all of our stuff while we were distracted.
And why are we naked and covered in feces?
I don't remember.
That's right, we don't remember.
Any other way.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on. What are we going to do?
Can you give me a hand?
Yeah,
this,
yeah.
Just.
Oh, God. I can't get it off.
Use your fist.
Okay.
Focus on the ball.
I just want to stop. That'd be good, too.
Stay on the balls. I've got the shaft.
Hi, y'all. Hey, oh, my goodness. Hi. Hi. What happened?
It's a crazy story.
Dad got scammed by a guy at a park.
Kevin.
Same old Rusty. You buy water from a faucet.
Anyway, you guys look disgusting. So I have some clothes that I was going to give to the church if you guys want to borrow some of those.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, come on inside.
All right.
Lord, y'all stink. Oh, I don't like that.
Man, this place makes our house look like shit.
Well, Kevin, that's only because the dollar goes much further out here than it does in Chicago. Especially when you make a lot more of them. Just messing with you. Shoot, you boys are growing faster than the weed under a faucet. You still wrestling, son?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, come on. Show me what you got.
Hey, Kevin, get off your brother, please.
They're just having themselves a wrestle. It's what brothers do.
Hey, oh, look at you guys.
Hot damn, Debbie Griswold, you just keep getting prettier. Oh, I mean it. You could make hot water come out of the cold faucet.
That's very sweet.
Yeah, I remember the night you first wore that dress.
You remember that night?
Yeah, I remember that night.
I'll never forget that night.
No, neither will I, baby.
You're my fucking husband.
Oh, bet you I am. I'm a caveman.
I'm gonna rip you in half.
Oh, I want to have all your babies.
Baby. Oh! I hit the fucking jackpot with you.
Oh, God, what am I gonna do to you tonight?
Who wants to see Stone's man cave?
Yeah. Is this Charlton Heston?
Yep. Chuck was a good friend. I can't tell you how many nights we spent drinking bourbon together and crying about the state of this country.
It's true, they did. They literally cried together.
Mm. Somehow I don't see you crying, though, Stone.
Yeah, that's kind of embarrassing, right?
Not embarrassing to me. Even the strongest faucet sometimes lets out a few drops.
What is with these faucets?
Hey, everyone thought that F4 Twister was going to bypass Harris County.
Not my Stone.
I had a feeling that low-pressure system was going to make a beeline for Mission Bend. Thanks to my report, most people had an extra 15 minutes to evacuate.
Governor Perry said he saved 2,000 lives. That's how many we lost at Pearl Harbor. So basically, he stopped Pearl Harbor.
And that's when the national news called, now between us, looking good, ain't it, honey? Of course, none of that would have been possible without my sugar mama here, working day and night to put me through meteorology school.
I liked working, baby. I didn't mind it one bit.
Well, never have to do it again, darling.
But it kind of gave me purpose.
No, never again. That is a promise.
Well, Uncle Stone, I may not agree with your politics, but that doesn't mean I don't admire you.
Well, thank you, James. For the man you should admire the most, he's sitting right next to you.
But there's nobody there.
No, I don't mean that chair. I mean your pa right here.
Okay.
He doesn't save anybody's life.
Oh, doesn't he? Well, every time he flies that little plane of his, he's saving lives by not crashing. And in my book, that makes him a hero.
Thank you. You know, a lot of people actually...
Not to mention, he also snagged himself one sweet slice of foxy pie in your mama there.
Stop that today. Stop it. You know what I always wanted to know was, when did you first know the weather?
What? You all right, then?
What?
Hey, there's a cow.
Oh, not a cow. That's a steer. That there is $6,000 worth of juicy purebred Angus beef.
It's Stone's new passion, raising cattle. He's even named that.
Huh?
Old Sebastian here loves him some ribs. You boy. Yeah. Oh, that's it.
Dad, isn't that cannibalism?
Yeah.
Say, if you boys want to get up early tomorrow, you can watch me herd these suckers into the corral.
Oh, wait a minute.
You heard them yourself.
I'm a man, aren't I?
Yes.
Hey, Stone. Not sure if you need a hand out there, but I'd love to help.
Yeah, sure thing, Russ. If you're up for it, I can always use an extra set of hands.
Well, I was born with an extra set of hands.
It's an odd thing to say. But yeah, I reckon this will be the highlight of your trip.
Well, the real highlight, of course, will be when we get to Wally World and I take my family on the Velociraptor.
I think it is so weird. I don't know why you want to go back to Wally World after Dad flipped out there.
Audrey, Dad flipped out because he loved us and wanted us to be close. And we were. And that's all I want for my family.
You're such a clown.
You're a clown.
Baby, I think Rusty's right. You know, family is the most important thing there is. No, maybe we'll take Baby Cooper on a trip this summer.
Yeah, not to Wally World.
Oh, God, no.
Because that'd be stupid.
That'd be stupid. That'd
be embarrassing. Wee! Wee, wee, wee. And then when we get back, I can maybe get a part-time job?
Well, not while there's breath in my body, sweetheart.
You know, honey, I'm really happy for your sister. Seriously. Yeah. She and Stone seem really in love. Nice.
These pants Stone gave me are really stretched out in the crotch.
That's so weird. Why would they be stretched out in the...
I don't know. Shit. How much do you think they paid for this house?
Whoa. Okay. Whoa.
Should I see if Audrey has a Yankee Candle?
Fuck the Yankee Candle. I want to do this now. Oh,
what has gotten into you?
What?
This is because of him, isn't it?
Who? Because of who?
Because of Stone.
What?
That's why you're jumping my bones. You're just thinking of him.
That's ridiculous.
Then how come the one night we're hanging around with him, you turn into some kind of sexual character?
I don't know where you're going with this, but I can tell you
Where's your wedding ring?
Oh my God.
Before we got here, you took off your wedding ring?
No, I didn't. Rusty, it was loose. Do you remember how loose it was? And I must have just dropped it somewhere.
What was the plan, Deb? Show up without a ring and he'll think you're single?
How's he going to think I'm single if I'm here with my husband and my two children?
I don't know. It was your plan.
It was not my plan. Okay. Yes. Stone is an impressive man, okay? But I married you, Rusty. And I am so sorry that I lost my ring, but I would never, ever, ever take it off on purpose.
I know. I freaked out. I'm sorry. We'll get you another ring.
I like that one.
Hey, y'all decent?
Yes.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure y'all had everything you needed for the night.
Yep.
All right. Man, it sure is beautiful here this time of year, ain't it? And quiet. Listen. You hear that?
No.
Exactly. It's perfect silence.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, TV remote. Okay, let me show you. Got channels and the volume on, off.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, if you get thirsty, there's fresh milk in the fridge. And have yourself a good night. Okay?
Night, Stone.
Night, Stone.
He totally just came in here to show off his six-pack.
Morning.
Barely. How come you got to do this at 6 a.m.?
Well, I got to be at the station by 7:30 for Stone Crandall's AccuWeather report. Hey, you ever ride one of these things?
No, never have. But can't imagine it's more complicated than an Airbus A318.
Well, that's the spirit. Yeah, the key here is to move back and forth along the edge of the herd. You keep your distance, though. You don't want to spook them.
Are there helmets?
Yeah,
Yeah, I keep them with the tampons.
Just basic safety. This is exciting!
It's my favorite way to start the day. This is making love to your sister.
Thank you for that.
Cow's not okay, Russ. You drove plumb through him.
Oh, no, Sebastian. Gross.
Oh, you know you've done me wrong.
Hey, gang. Maybe for lunch we could find a burger place. You know, like a, like a drive-through burger place?
I don't know, Dad. I think we should steer clear of that.
Good one, James.
All right, enough, you guys. Dad hit a cow, okay? Let's just move on.
Oh, I got one.
Yeah, let's hear it.
James is a piece of shit.
Oh.
You kind of missed the point there, buddy.
We should mix it up. What's
yeah.
more mixed up than sex on a public monument? I'm pretty sure Debbie Do Anything would do it.
Okay, well, Debbie Do Anything with a dumbass.
See, that's what we need. To be dumbasses together.
What about the kids?
Well, Kevin's kind of a dumbass.
No, no, honey. What are we going to do about them?
They're fine. They're fast asleep. We'll be back before they know we're gone.
Okay. James?
Huh? Nadina?
Are you, like, stalking me or something?
No. What? No.
I'm kidding. Relax. Hey, what happened with that perv who was hitting on you in Arkansas?
That was actually my dad. He's trying to be my wingman.
Oh, my God. He's a really shitty wingman. So, no guitar tonight?
It got stolen.
That sucks. I really liked hearing you play.
You did?
Yeah, I've always had a thing for musicians.
Well, good, because I've always had a thing for pretty girls.
Well played. See? You don't need a wingman.
Oh my God, this is so illegal.
I know, it's so hot, right?
Yeah, I'm hard as a faucet right now. I'm sorry,
No, I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I do.
You like it when I slap that ass?
I do.
Good, I'm gonna beat the shit out of your ass.
Whoa, Ren. I'm scared.
We're about to have sex outside.
I know. I know. Do you want me to put a finger in?
In what?
Never mind.
Oh, okay.
Never
mind. Don't want to keep it down. Watch this.
You're so slippery and sweating.
Y'all are here to have sex on the corner. We're next. Get in line.
Oh, God.
Oh,
God. You do know public indecency is a crime in the state of Utah?
Sorry, officer. See, we're
you know
married
what?
And
save it for the judge. Makes me sick how you deviants show up and desecrate this holy place every night. Turn around, hands behind your back.
Not so fast, Tommy.
Shoot for Sherbert. What are you doing here, Kyle?
These people are clearly in the state of Colorado. That's my jurisdiction.
Jurisdiction my ass, Kyle. Look at her left foot. Smack dab in Arizona. You weed-legalizing, mile-high piece of shit.
Hey, there's no reason for that language.
Oh, I'm sorry, Officer Mormon. You don't like that? I have an idea. Why don't you plug up your ears with Mitt Romney's dick?
Ha!
Hey!
Oh, looks like New Mexico decided to wake up from his siesta.
What seems to be the trouble?
Say what the trouble is, Dreamcatcher. You are wearing entirely too much goddamn turquoise.
Hey, we can do this without disrespecting each other's traditions.
Oh, go fuck your wives, Tommy.
See, this is what I'm telling you guys. Every night we do this. You know what this border represents? It's just an idea. That's all I'm saying.
All right, well, if it's just an idea, then I'll just get the perfect...
Hey!
Stay out of my state, buddy.
Oh, yeah?
What are you going to do now?
Get your feet off my state!
You stomp on my foot!
You bet.
What you want?
You trying to stay calm?
Whoa! Don't you kick in here! Don't stop! Don't
go in here! We got a live weapon!
You think I'm afraid of that shit? I'm not afraid, man. How about that, huh?
I'm afraid. Are we gonna...
I don't
want my mouth.
Let's not do that, okay?
I'll take that all in, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Everyone get down!
Get down on the ground!
Get down!
Get down!
You
get down!
Get down!
I'm going to you get down too.
On
hands in front.
On your back side.
Side to side. Side to side. Let's do this.
Everyone down?
Okay.
You can really see all the stars out here.
Yeah. So, what do you feel like doing?
I don't know. Can I give you a rim job? No.
What?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm sorry. What did you want to do?
I don't know. I thought maybe we could kiss or something.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Okay.
Ow! Where's Mom and Dad, dork?
I don't know, Kevin. Just go back inside the thing.
You were about to let that dingus kiss you?
Shut up, Kevin.
Who is that?
My stupid little brother.
I thought you said he was your big brother.
Damn it.
Dingus. Why do you take that from him?
What am I supposed to do? Hit him back? He's a little kid.
He's a little shit. You don't have to let him push you around.
I kind of thought I was taking the high road.
Yeah, Dad seems to be working out for you.
You know what? Fuck it.
Okay. You want to do this now? Bring it, bitch. Oh, wait, what? No.
Wow, this is so easy. You are such a little boy.
There's going to be a few changes, Kevin, all right? No more bullying.
Stop it. I'm telling Mom.
Shut your mouth. You going to stop bullying?
You're hurting my tummy.
So you're going to stop, you little piece of ass?
Wait, what? Piece of ass?
You know what I mean, okay?
What are you doing to my face?
This hurts, doesn't it?
Dude.
How do you like your ears getting messed up with?
It's really not that bad.
I'm going to tap you right on the forehead.
That's not even how you beat someone up.
Very dehumanizing. Your forehead's going to be so sore.
Stop it. What are you doing?
How do you like your lips getting tickled?
This is really weird.
Just smush your cheeks. You're going to stop bullying?
Fine, I'll stop bullying. Just stop doing this.
Thank you, Adina. This has been the best night of my life.
Weird fucking family. Wow, that was awful.
At least the kids never woke up.
Don't wanna be a player.
I'm not a player.
Passengers on the left side of the Prancer will notice the Grand Canyon out the window. That's right, last stop before Wally World.
I'm not a player, I'm a truck a lot. Hey, yo, I'm still not a player, but you still a hater. Elevator to the top high.
So guys, when we visited the Grand Canyon when I was a kid, we barely got a chance to look at it. This time, a whole lot more than look.
Oh, cool.
Sweet.
Hi, folks. Hi. All right, let's see. Who do we got here? You must be the Fung family.
Huh?
I'm just messing you, the Griswolds, right?
Yes, that's right.
Look at his face. It's like, Fungs? Huh? Anyway, I'm Chad. I'm going to be your guide.
Okay. Hi, Chad.
All right, well, we couldn't come on a better day. I'm going to get you all geared up. And guess what? The river's running way high. So I think we're in for a pretty sweet ride, guys. Let's roll.
All right.
All right.
Let's do that.
Okay, gang, joke time is over. All right, let's get serious for a second. Let's go over a couple safety procedures before we hit the water. First off, do any of you know this river? Because this is actually my first time. I'm kidding. Been doing this about 3.5 years, know the river inside and out, okay? Got my guide certificate from a Cracker Jack box. That's a joke. Guys, this is how you feel, look at face. So, a Cracker Jack box? A what? All you gotta do is follow my instructions out there, and we got a 50-50 chance of coming back alive. I'm kidding, guys. They look at face, I'm coming back alive. I don't wanna die.
Sorry, hang on a second.
I'm going to call for my fiance here. I actually just got engaged 2 weeks ago, so I think I'm going to take this, so the river's not going to be the only hot water I'm in today. The river's actually very cold. Hey, boo.
Wow, this is awesome. We're about to set sail through one of America's greatest aquatic treasures.
Kevin, don't hit your brother.
I didn't.
You heard what he said about the aquatic treasures and everything, right?
Yeah.
And you didn't want to hit him? Well, that's progress.
Wow.
I don't understand, though. Like, what are you even saying? Just like that? I love you. You love me. Tanya, please, please, just let's think about this for a second, honey. You're all that I have in this world. Tanya, no, please. No, Tanya, no, please don't hate me. No, no, God damn it!
Are you okay, Chad?
Oh, yeah. Turns out I'm not engaged anymore. So, all aboard.
I don't know about this, Russ.
Oh, come on. He's kidding.
but in your eyes he'll sorrow show. Yes, he'll show.
From Wally World.
Dad, I don't think any of us really care about Wally World.
The boys are right, Russ. I mean, we almost died back there. I mean, isn't it time that we just cut our losses?
I cannot believe what I'm hearing. Oh my God! Huh? All right, that has to be a sign, right? We were meant to finish this trip. Come on, guys, everybody sing it with me.
There used to be a grain town alone on the sea. You became.
We're not losing anything. Just listen
a little harder.
Love remains a struggle.
It's fine. Let it go.
Fine. Just thought we could all sing Seal together like normal families do. Ah, crap.
Now what?
We're almost out of gas.
Oh, my God.
It's all right. Sure, we will find a place to fill up around here before we run out.
Man, no signal at all.
I wonder if the Prancer has roadside assistance.
How would we even call them?
Maybe it's one of the buttons on the fob.
Seriously? You're going to keep pressing buttons?
Well, we never tried the top hat.
Oh, jeez.
Well, now we know what the top hat does. Not going to do the swastika. All that's left is the muffin. Must be the extra gas tank.
Oh,
right?
The muffin.
Dad to the rescue.
Wait a minute.
The muffin again. We can handle this.
Oh, no. Please, don't say that. Do not say that we can handle this, Russ. Okay?
We can.
No, we can't! We can't! From the moment we left for this trip, nothing has gone right. Can you please just admit that this was a mistake?
But it wasn't. Right? We all wanted to go.
I didn't.
Me neither.
No, me neither! You wanted to go!
All right, I think tippers are getting a little hot right now. We just have to, We just all have to... Fuck me! I give up! All I wanted to do was take my fucking family on a fucking trip to Wally World and ride the fucking Velociraptor! Ow! There's a rock in that. I guess I'm the asshole for trying to bring my family closer together, right? What do I get? Kids who don't want to be with me and a wife who's miserable.
Russ.
Oh, come on, Debbie. You know it's true. You think you settled for me. You think I'm a loser regional pilot? Well, guess what? I get offers from international carriers all the time, and I turn them down. Why? Because I don't want to be away from you and the kids that long. I'm an idiot. I should take one of those jobs and fly off to the pyramids of Zambezi and the lost gardens of wherever the fuck. Forget it. Forget this whole stupid trip. You people are on your own. I'm sure you'll find a better husband and father. A cowboy with a huge
huge six-pack who will take you to Paris and wrestling and books.
Where are you going?
Fuck if I know! Ow! God! These tumbleweeds are all filled with things that are hard!
Left this in a truck stop in Missouri. Thought you might want it back.
Oh my God.
Wait, is that my ring?
This man's been trying to return it to us the whole time. I don't know how I could ever thank you.
No thanks necessary. He's on my way.
So you're not a rapist?
Looks like your car's pretty messed up. Where are you headed?
Home, I guess.
Well, I can take you as far as San Francisco. Will that help?
Yeah, that'll work.
Thank you. All right, come on, guys. Thank you.
He still didn't answer me, Evan.
Why you keep that teddy bear on the front of your truck?
Oh, yeah.
It makes the kids feel more comfortable.
Oh, yeah. You have kids?
No. Nope.
All right, take care.
Well, I guess that's that.
Yeah. We'll get a flight home tomorrow.
Do not stay here. It's the worst bed and breakfast we've ever been to.
They ought to shut this place down. The owner is a lunatic.
You all come back now, you hear? Hey, look who made it. Ellen. Oh, there you are. There he is. Hi, Dad.
We were so happy to get that call. How was your trip?
Well, it's a long story. Oh, come here, you two. Oh, my gosh. You're getting so big. Hey, come on. Let's go.
Grandpa, you don't have to.
No, I can do it, really.
Clark.
No, I got it.
Ow. This really hurts.
And that's when the muffin made the car explode, but it didn't really matter because our luggage and all of our stuff had already been stolen by the guy with the rat on his shoulder.
They even took my guitar.
Oh, James, that's terrible.
A musician without his instrument is as bad as a shoemaker without a toilet seat. I may have something for you. Fragile, but you take care of that.
Wow, Grandpa. Thank you so much.
Cool.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like much, but that's a very special guitar. It was given to me by Bob Dylan.
The Bob Dylan?
No, a Bob Dylan. D-I-L-L-O-N, an accountant friend of mine.
Oh.
But it was given to him by Jimi Hendrix.
The Jimi Hendrix?
No.
So, how's the B&B business going?
Oh, we love it. Are you kidding? It's a great fit for us. We love visitors. We love having people around to care for. We're people.
Hey, guys. Mind if we join you?
We're occupied right now. Beat it.
All right, guys. It's getting late. Why don't you go to bed, okay?
Yeah. I'll run you upstairs.
Good night, Grandma, Grandpa.
Good night.
Thank you.
Well, it's a
certainly had an adventure. Oh, well, yes, adventure is one way to put it.
How's Audrey?
Oh, she's great. Yeah, she and Stone, they seem to be very happy.
Key word there is seem.
What do you mean?
Their marriage is a sham.
What?
Well, they sleep around on each other. They've been doing it for years.
Oh, my gosh.
I just wish Audrey had found a more solid marriage, like you and Rusty.
I knew we had some problems. Is it this bad? Is our marriage dying?
No. No, marriage only dies when you stop trying, and you have never stopped trying. I just think maybe I did.
What do you mean?
I've only been thinking about myself. You know, I wanted to change the routine, and I want to go on exotic trips, and...
There's nothing wrong with that. I was crazy to think I could make us closer by locking us in a car for a week.
But you were doing that for us. You have been trying so hard to make this trip memorable for me and the kids, and I didn't appreciate that.
Well, why would you? I mean, I've put you through some serious shit. Literally a pool of shit in Arkansas. You deserve better.
What, better than you? How many men would sacrifice their careers for their family like you have?
Oh, I didn't sacrifice anything. I have everything I've ever wanted. Debbie.
Yeah?
Will you continue to be my wife?
I was wondering when you were going to give that back to me.
I was wondering if you still wanted it.
I do.
Wait a minute. Are we gonna do this?
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna pound the shit out of you.
What? Lock the door.
I'm gonna lock the shit out of that door. Hey, Dad.
Morning, Rusty.
I think you could drive us to the airport this afternoon. There's a flight back to Chicago at 4.
Chicago? What about Wally World?
Oh, no. We had enough. This trip's been a nightmare.
Well, that's what family vacations are, but you can't give up, Russ.
Well, why not? I mean, they always say it's not the destination, it's the journey, right?
The journey sucks. That's what makes you appreciate the destination. You had a dream to take your family to Wally World. Never let that go. I know I didn't.
Well, how would we even get to Wally World? We don't have a car.
Hey, come on. You leave that to me.
Oops, wrong door.
You guys would love it, right?
Hey, Dad!
It really is dope as fuck.
I know, right?
Bye!
Oh, wait!
There she is.
Velociraptor. I can't believe we actually made it. You guys ready for the ride of your life?
Oh, yeah.
I'll be honest, it looks a little daunting.
Come on, race into the ride.
Yes, go, go.
Two more hours, guys.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys.
Sorry again.
This is it. This is why we came all this way.
Excuse us. What was that?
Last ride tonight. Park's closing.
No. We
no,
were next.
What?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. That's not...
Hey, excuse me, you just cut in front of us.
No, see, we bought the platinum pass, so we get to skip the lines. Fifth time today on this one.
Right, well, we just drove 2,500 miles to ride this ride, so can't just take our spot.
Wait a minute, you... Econoair, yeah? Good to see you. All right, I'll tell you what. Why don't you and your family go fuck yourselves?
Sorry, guys.
Okay. You're a dead man.
Oh, it's gone. Wait, James, no, you're not gonna fight.
I'm not gonna stand here like a little bitch.
What?
That way, pal.
My eyes, they're starting to bulge.
I'm sure they'll have us down any minute.
Oh,
Well, guys, what'd you think of Wally World?
Listen, boys, I can't tell you how much it's meant to me to spend all this time with you. I love you more than anything in the world. And if I could, I'd spend every single day with you. So, see you in a week.
Wait, what's going on?
Peterson's going to pick you up at O'Hare, and you'll stay with them.
Where are we going?
Someplace I should have taken you a long time ago.
How did you get free tickets to Paris?
I used my connections as a pilot.
Oh, you're amazing.
Well, you are my queen, and you deserve to be treated like one. I know it's not exactly first class or coach.